This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. That's a good time to always rejoice, no matter what. Amen? No matter what you're going through. You know why? Because you're going to go through it. Praise God. Just don't get stuck. Don't get a flesh tire while you're there. Acts 17, verse 22. Glory. Oh, the glory. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. In verse 22, Acts 17, then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious." It was a rebuke. "For I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship. I even found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I proclaim to you. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands." He just proclaimed God, the God that they don't know, is the creator. "Nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he's not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offsprings. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone or something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he ordained. He has assured us of this to all by raising him from the dead. When they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, 'We will hear you again on this matter.'" Now again, because some of them never heard about the resurrection. And Paul was there telling them, this is so much information and so phenomenal. First of all, he came there to creator, proclaimed the creator of all things. All things that what exist. He is the creator of all things that exist. He is the giver of life and breath. He's made from one blood every nation of humanity and predestined their time and boundaries of life and existence in hope that they may seek their creator and find him. Because they live, we live, move, and have our existence in him. I'll say this again. Paul was proclaiming, actually, he was proclaiming dimensional timelines, and we'll get into that, that he's the creator of all things that exist from beginning to the end. He's the giver of life and breath. He made from one blood every nation of humanity and predestined their times and their boundaries of life and existence, in hope that they may seek their creator and find him, because they live, move, and have their existence and our existence in him. We live, move, and have our existence in him. "For in due time, all will be judged according to the time allotted to them." There are six timelines I'm going to speak about tonight. There's a timeline of existence, the timeline of life, the prophetic timeline, the timeline of the wicked, the timeline of the righteous, and a personal timeline. Six is the number representation of man. And Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody okay? You got that? Six dimensional timelines. Verse 12, let's speak it. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. In other words, he is the creator of all existence, isn't he? This is the existence timeline. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexual immoral or murderers and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take of the water of life freely. Now, this is powerful. Again, this is the existence timeline. And in the existence timeline, there must be, in other words, there's a beginning to end. This is all existence of all things. In this, there's cooperation with his commands, or what we call grace, amen, which grants us access to the tree of life, which is the timeline of life. Now, who is the tree of life? Jesus. Amen. So there's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, isn't there? But that's not the tree of life. There's a tree of life, which is the tree of righteousness. And then there's a tree of good and evil, which is, that's why people think that because they're good, they know righteousness. People do not understand the difference between good and righteousness. Amen? So we see this is the existence timeline, and in this existence timeline, there's cooperation with his commands or his grace, which is the way of escape, amen, and access to the tree of life, which is the timeline of life. It gives you access to the timeline of life. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Oh, happy days. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 3, starting at verse 1. I am going to bring this across in the best common language I can understand. This was an off and on discussion with the Lord most of the day today. Wherever I was, every time I sat down or something, he'd bring it back to me. I woke up with some of this. And of course, he downloads you, and then you go do all kinds of stuff, and you got like, okay, can you remind me about what was that again? Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, let's speak it. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck, what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given task which sons of men are to be what? Occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a gift of God. This is called the personal timeline. You can read this over again and see all of these things that are involved. It's called the personal timeline. In John chapter 10, verse 7. Hallelujah. John chapter 10, verse 7. Then Jesus said again, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Remember, the thief steals, kills, and destroys the timeline of life. His focus is to get you out of the timeline of life so that you end your life. He tries to cross-reference things. He tries to deceive. He comes to steal, destroy, and kill the timeline of life in your life. And he does it with multiple things. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. He tries to shorten your life timeline. First John chapter 3, verse 7. Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception. And his power is fear. Verse 7. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. And for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil and destroy his influence, so that the timeline of God, the eternal timeline, could be restored to humanity, or what we call the timeline of life. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. So we see the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. He's the killer of the personal timeline. He uses sin. This is your personal timeline. Amen. He uses sin. He uses works of the flesh. He uses false worship. What's he trying to do? Kill your personal time. Amen. He comes to steal your personal time. How many know how he likes to make you busy so you don't take time with the Lord? Amen? Because that's a place of exchange. You know, people are out there believing that they're okay, they're saved and everything by works. But they don't know the Lord. Amen? So they're out there knocking on doors and doing all kinds of stuff. And again, I'm not against all of that, but they think that they're saved by that. We are not saved by works. We are saved by relationship. And then what is in cooperation with what? Grace. The plan that keeps us in the timeline of life. Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, you know, the devil wants to create false timelines. Amen? Do you remember when Paul had to go and he had to warn everybody that they believed that Jesus already came and left and took the body? The resurrection already happened. He kept telling them, no, man, it's not happened. And he was explaining to them in some of the churches, look, that's not happened. We are still waiting for the Lord's return. Because the devil was trying to get people out of God's timeline, amen, or what we call a timeline of life, where people give up and stop following. You know, without a fight, you can't follow. That fight is every single day. Leviticus 23, verse 4. These are the feasts of the Lord. These are prophetic timelines. There are seven of them, seven feasts that represent God's prophetic timelines or events attached to each feast of the future. And only Jesus could fulfill them, right? These are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations which you shall proclaim to their what? Appointed times. And he begins to tell them on the first one, on the 14th day of the first month at twilight, is the Lord's what? Passover. So I'm just going to mention the feast. There are seven feasts. There's the feast of what? Passover. Feast of unleavened. Feast of first fruits. Amen. Pentecost. Feast of trumpets. What? And not there yet. Feast of Trumpets, Feast of Atonement, then Feast of Tabernacles. Amen? Those are the seven feasts in order, and only Jesus can fulfill them. Now, every feast has an appointed timeline, a prophetic timeline attached to each feast for future events and present events. Every single one. See, the problem is people don't seek them out. But there are individuals known as prophets, you know. And what did the Lord tell Amos in chapter 3, verse 7? We ain't got to go there. God does nothing unless he reveals his secrets to his prophets. So the prophets will know, then they release it. Then a prophetic comes to the body of Christ. So we see that these feasts are prophetic timelines. Attached to each feast is a prophetic event and timeline that God is establishing. In Matthew 24, verse 3. Matthew 24, verse 3. Everybody okay? Let's speak it, please. Now, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age. So they were looking for a prophetic timeline. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, And there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and betrayed one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. Then the end will come. This is a prophetic timeline of events that God was talking about. Coming to the what? End of the age. Now the end of the age will happen most likely on the Feast of Trumpets. When the body of Christ is removed, that will be the end of the age, which is a representation of people going to have to fend for themselves. Not a good place to be. Which will be most likely in mid-tribulation. The book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 1. This is a prophetic timeline of events. Amen? The book of Daniel, chapter 1. Oh, hallelujah. Book of Daniel, chapter... Oh, I'm sorry. Book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 1. You all brought your Holy Ghost eraser, right? 12:1. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We all there? Let's speak it. At that time, Michael shall stand up. What's that time? It's a prophetic timeline, isn't it? The great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was seen there was on the nation. Even to that time, and at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this side of the bank, river bank, and the other side of the river bank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever, that it shall be a time, times, and half the times, which is 3.5 years, when the power of the holy people have been completely shattered, and all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white, and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way, Daniel, till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. So this is a prophetic timeline for Israel. It's a prophetic timeline associated and connected to Israel, the tabernacle, and the rebuilding of the temple. Why? Because you can't have a sacrifice without a temple. Amen? It's a prophetic timeline. In Psalm 37, 9. Psalm 37, verse 9. Whoa, yeah. Everybody there? Let's speak it. For evildoers shall be what? Cut off. What timeline is this? Wicked timeline. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of what? Peace. This is the timeline of the wicked. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, to slay those who are upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. Oh, hallelujah. That's the timeline of the wicked. Psalm 34, 15. Glory. Psalm 34, 15 to 22. Let's speak it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cries out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He guards all their bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. That is the timeline of the righteous. Romans chapter 2, verse 1. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 2, verse 1. Glory to God. Let's speak it together, please. Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in what you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath, revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds. Eternal life to those who, by patient, continue in doing good, seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish, on every soul of a man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. For as many as have sinned without law will also perish without law. And as many have sinned in law will be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are judged in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having a law, are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves and their thoughts, accusing or else excusing them, in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Well, in other words, there were many who did not repent. They had hard hearts and they missed eternal life. In other words, their timeline of life had come to an end. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verse 9. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9. But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And indeed you do so toward all brethren who are in Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more, that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, minding your own beeswax, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside, that you may lack nothing. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. But this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will what? Rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. The trumpet feast, a prophetic timeline. It is the sign of a completion and the ending of the age. The completion of the evil age. Amen. And I'm going to close at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Prophetic timelines. You know, think how many times we got pushed out of God's prophetic timeline, or what we call the timeline of life, where we had to recap it. We had to catch up on it. And that's what Jesus came to do. He came to reset the timeline of life for humanity. Other than that, remember, he destroyed. Think about it, when, in the book of Genesis with Noah, when he destroyed the whole earth, he ended the life existence of all those on the earth. The timeline of life was done. And he reset it. And we are in a reset mood right now. This is where we are right now. There's a reset time. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 15, verse 50. Okay. 1 Corinthians 15, 50. Glory to God. I didn't want to mislead your timeline, personal timeline. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Can we speak it together in this present timeline? Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Well, what's the last trumpet? What feast? Feast of trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The timeline of life and eternal life continues. Amen. It's going to take cooperation with his grace to maintain that position. But remember, it's almost like a race. Not that we're in a hurry. Remember, what gets people out of God's, out of the timeline of or personal timeline? The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Amen. So the enemy will try to cause anxiousness and bump you out of the timeline. So we battle for that position every single day. That's why the word tells us, I always set the Lord before me. I always set the Lord before me. That's why we start our day in prayer. We disconnect ourselves from the world and get connected to the Lord. We put him first. And anything that happens, you'll be rescued. You won't be stuck. You'll have breakthrough. But you'll have challenges. It doesn't mean that, you know, the Bible says, you know, we got to work all things to the good. Amen? And things will be difficult. So praise God. Welcome to the earth. But we know the owner. We know the creator. We know the holder of life, the giver of life. And we know the holder of our timeline of life. And we're going to watch the timeline of the wicked come to an end. And the timeline of the righteous to arise. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. I ask that you seal the seed tonight with the blood of Jesus and the anointing of Christ, and bring to remembrance and refresh us in this, that we may walk in the timeline, personal timeline of life and eternity, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Praise God.